ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به حق تعالی.
In the path of the Imam.
Dear listeners, welcome to this week's episode. Today, we will elaborate on the views of Imam Khomeini about marriage and the role of women in children's upbringing and establishment of a healthy community. Stay tuned, please. In the previous weeks, we spoke of the elevated status of women in Islam while detailing the political and social rights of women in the Islamic community. Imam Khomeini pointed out that the sacred religion of Islam emerged in a society which did not honor women. Meanwhile, Islam granted honor and dignity to women and recognized their political and social rights. In the Islamic movement of the people of Iran, the dignity and rights of women, which were trampled upon by the Pahlavi regime, were revived and women attained their valuable and elevated status upon the establishment of sacred Islamic system, playing important and influential roles in different arenas after the formation of the sacred Islamic establishment. Currently, women hold important posts in the Islamic Republic. There are many female lawmakers. In Islamic Iran, rate of literacy among women is higher in comparison to men, and the number of female university students is higher than their male peers in Islamic Iran. Now, let's pay attention to the standpoints of Imam Khomeini on women's influential role in establishment and maintenance of a healthy community. In order to show the important and significant status of women in the sacred Islamic system, Imam Khomeini named the birth anniversary of the venerable daughter of the Prophet of Islam, Hazrat Fatima Pissapane, as the Day of Women in order to point out that the true role model of Iranian women is Hazrat Fatima Pissapane. Lady Fatima brought up honorable children and played an important and influential role in the ideological, cultural, and historical developments of mankind. Imam Khomeini referred to the important role of women in the victory of the Islamic revolution and failure of superpowers, while considering Women's Day as an appropriate opportunity to inform the human communities of the magnificent achievements of Iranian women in the Islamic Iran under the auspicious rule of the sacred Islamic system. Imam Khomeini considered women as the only ones that can guide the community towards humane values. He strongly believed that if the constructive role of women would be taken away from the community, the society would fail and go on a downward spiral. The Imam pointed out that women reinforce and grant courage to nations. Imam Khomeini considered marriage as a means for prevention of derailment from the righteous path and a ground for establishment of a healthy community, given that marriage, upon restriction of human instincts, sets one's lifestyle based on the lifestyle of divine prophets and leads to prosperity in the mortal world and hereafter. Imam Khomeini put emphasis on women's role in upbringing pious children while reminding that the appropriate upbringing of children can save a nation while the inappropriate upbringing of children leads to the destruction of a nation. Imam Khomeini underlined, "Prophets came to build humans and to purify their souls. This is the duty and responsibility of prophets. This should also be the duty of mothers towards their children. Mothers should purify the souls of their children through their actions. Mothers should focus on the appropriate upbringing of their children. Mothers are sources of goodness." Imam Khomeini considered the remarks, characteristics, and acts of mothers as three role models for their children, while noting that a good mother brings up good children, and if a mother is derailed from the righteous path, she would bring up children who are also misguided. Imam Khomeini criticized those who downplay the significant role of mothers in upbringing good human beings. Dear listeners, thanks for tuning in today. Next time, we will study the views of Imam Khomeini in regard to youths and young age.